Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. Glad to have you listening in. I've got our owner and founder, David Sandoval, going to be talking about a really important subject, detoxification. Going to be going through a handful of products that are not part of the transformation, but definitely something that, you know, you're going to get some information that's going to be valuable to you. And I'm going to make sure these beeps are off as I turn the call over to David Sandoval. All right, David, beep should be off. This is our owner, founder, author of the Green Foods Bible, David Sandoval. So take it away, David.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, David Litt. We truly appreciate you greeting what appears to be several hundred people this evening. Don't know if everybody had a chance to say hello, but I am very, very excited each and every Wednesday that we get together, and the reason why is because I'm like a cauldron that's got a lid on it, and the heat is turned up, and the contents are boiling over, and they, you know, and so we got to take a lid off of it, and so, you know, tonight I want to make sure that, you know, that we make an impact in your life, that the knowledge that we share with you is going to be like one of those pebbles in the pond, you know? And it's so funny, like, somebody told me, they said, you know, Dave, I was thinking about something you said the other day, and I was thinking about something you said the other day, and I, you know, and I really, you know, appreciated it, and I said, oh, well, you know, when did I say it? Because I think it was at your last talk in New York. And I said, well, that was like 10 years ago. You know, and what was amazing to me is that when you give somebody information, my parents and my school and my grandparents, they taught me to be a pretty good kid. They taught me right from wrong, and they taught me all of that. But I had some crazy years, you know. My grandfather used to say, you know, Dave was told where the line is, and he runs as he can toward the line while everybody's screaming that they know he's going to go past the line, but then he screeches to a halt, dances on the line, you know, but doesn't go past it. Well, as I got older, I guess I passed that line probably a little more. But the bottom line is that at some point in my life when I decided it was time to stop being a kid and to grow up, I remembered all those lessons that my grandparents and my parents and the good schooling that I had taught me. And they all came back, and I used and still use to this day each and every one of them. And so I know that so many of you are listening, and it seems sometimes to me that you're not hearing, you're listening but not hearing, but I always remind myself of myself and how many of those amazing lessons that I was taught but didn't listen to right away, but later on in my life when I faced a challenge where that knowledge became more valuable and less obscure, then I drew upon that knowledge. It became my strength. And it got me through so many difficult times. So I know that the thousands of hours that some of you have listened to and my videos and audios and lectures going back years. I had people who listened every day to me on the radio show in New York. And years later said, I'm just getting it now. So all I'm saying is thank you for listening. Even if you don't understand everything we're talking about, thank you for listening. Even if you're not going to apply it tomorrow, immediately in your life, thank you for listening. Because someday, a friend is going to ask you a question, a friend is going to be in need, and you're going to have the answer. You're just going to stop and tell the universe, I know this, help me out here. And you're going to have the answer because you listened. And you heard. So thank you for that. because you will become an extension of me. And what could be more flattering in the world than for someone to help become an extension of you? So tonight, I want to talk about detoxification. Detoxification that will be assisted by your nutritional or food intake. So give me 1 minute. I've got a nice, beautiful green drink here. I'm going to take a sip. Just let it moisten my mouth. And let you know that your body is a detoxifying machine. I'll try to name all the ways your body detoxifies. We all are familiar with urination and defecation. Many of you will think that through sweating that we detoxify. Others who are more astute might think that, wow, even when we breathe, we inhale, and with every exhale, we're detoxifying our body of carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide and the things in the air we don't need. We're detoxifying it. Some people know that through natural exfoliation, we're detoxifying. And even, believe it or not, when we sneeze, that's a form of detoxification. And even the gas that our body emits is a form of detoxification. When we throw up, that's a form of detoxification. Anytime your body attempts to get rid of something that it does not need in order to fulfill its goal, its mission, its life, then your body has a built-in mechanism for detoxifying. Now, we want to reinforce all types of detoxification. We want you, not all types, excuse me, we want to reinforce all healthy types of detoxification. Urination, defecation, sweating, and of course, you know, hygiene. Those are the best forms of detoxification. They're the ones that our bodies utilize most often. Now, we talked last week about your body's ability, limited ability, or finite ability to eliminate toxins in any 24-hour period. And that when we have an intake of toxins that exceeds our ability to export toxins from the body, then we get an accumulation, slow or rapid, depending upon how big that imbalance is, how big the spread is between our ability to keep detoxification ahead of accumulation. But right now, the accumulation of toxins in most people's lives exceeds the elimination. So when the retoxification, if you would, exceeds detoxification, then our bodies begin to suffer. And what we're going to talk about tonight is how we can enhance those types of detoxification that are healthy for the body, that are natural for the body, that will clear the pathways of elimination so that each and every compound, toxin, waste product that comes into our body will quickly find its way to the exit door without dwelling, staying, doing any damage. Now, there's different types of detoxification. Some are at the cellular level. When our body scavenges for free radicals and eliminates the potential damaging oxygen singlets, the potential damaging, you know, free radicals that would cause really bad things to happen in our body. That's a form of detoxification. And you know that we have a product called Revive It All that famously has the master scavenging enzyme, superoxide dismutase. Now I'm hearing a lot of background noise.
How's she doing?
So I think that somebody must be on the moderator line. And if you are, I really need you to dial back in on the other line or hit mute immediately because you have background noise. And it's interfering with our call. David, are you still on the line? Okay, I apologize to everybody. I don't know why or how that's happening, but I'm appealing to anyone who may have called in on the moderator line. You are not supposed to do that. You need to hang up and call back on the regular line because you are causing noise on this call. Now, we have a product called Revive It All, and the enzyme, superoxide dismutase, is a free radical scavenging enzyme. We have our tart cherry concentrate that's loaded with free radical scavenging antioxidants that we refer to as our ORAC rating. And when you want to detoxify the damaging compounds called free radicals or oxygen singlets, oxygen radicals, then what you need to do, again, is really focus on these high ORAC fruits and vegetables and these high enzyme green foods, or our product called Revive It All and tart cherry concentrate, which are my answer to free radical scavenging. Purium's answer to free radical scavenging. In fact, the Human Aging Research Institute showed that aging and disease can be reduced by 80% if someone has 5,000 units of oxygen radical absorbing compounds, or ORAC. Oxygen radical absorbing compounds. And when you eat food that has 5,000 oxygen radical absorbing compounds, then you could reduce aging and disease by 80%. Now, I never, ever, ever claim to be able to treat disease. We're not doctors. But the Human Aging Research Institute issued that information. I'm allowed to quote it. Well, our tart cherry concentrate has a 7,000 ORAC rating per serving, 40% above 5,000, which is pretty cool. And the reason why is because of that detoxifying effect, getting rid of free radicals. That's the ultimate detoxification. And of course, the superoxide dismutase that's in our Revive It All does the same thing inside the brain. Passes the blood-brain barrier and then cleans up the damaging compounds up there to amazing forms of detoxification you may never have even considered as a form of detoxification. Here's another form you may not think about. In my book, I talked about the law of fives, where if you have five servings of red meat five times a week for 5 years, your risk of colorectal cancer goes up five times. The only difference is if you have five servings of green vegetables a day. If you have five servings of green vegetables a day, then magically your risk of colorectal cancer actually drops. How could that be if you're having green foods to assist in detoxification. Let me explain further. Green foods contain chlorophyll, and chlorophyll has a hemoglobin-like structure. In fact, hemoglobin, or heme, and chlorophyll are almost identical, so similar that scientists call chlorophyll the blood of plants. Magnesium and iron are at the center of chlorophyll and blood, respectively. That is a major difference in the two. There are a couple of other minor chemical differences, but basically under the microscope or in a chemical structure, they look the same to the human eye. This is very beneficial to us because, as you know, we contain red blood cells. We have heme in our body. Red meat contains heme. If our bodies were conditioned to digest heme, then we would digest ourselves. Enzymatically, we would actually affect our own blood, and that's not good. So our body doesn't digest blood, which is really bad when we eat red meat, because when red blood cells get into our, they can become highly cancerous. They're highly carcinogenic, I meant to say. Well, here's the beautiful part. When you're eating green vegetables regularly and you have chlorophyll in your digestive tract, chlorophyll attaches to that heme and guides it through the urinary tract, where it does no harm whatsoever. And this is a miracle of nature. Green foods are the perfect complement to red meat if you eat red meat, because they protect you from the damaging portions of it. It reminds me of the arugula salad that's always served with a beefsteak in Italy or something like that. Very common in many cultures, and I think it's either instinctive or knowledge, I don't know. Smart nonetheless. Two of the residue, but of other things. But before we pass on the residue of meat, remember that when you eat meat, any meat, not just red meat, when you eat protein, any protein, not just meat. The only exception is our master amino acid pattern. The only meat that you can eat that does not leave behind a nasty, corrosive, disease-triggering substance called uric acid, the byproduct of protein, especially meat consumption. Uric acid is one of the most corrosive compounds in the body. It erodes the myelin sheath of our nerve endings, leads to Crohn's disease, potentially contributes to lupus, Alzheimer's, and many others. And guess what flushes that toxic acid out of your body better than anything? Our tart cherry concentrate and our green foods. That's right. Amazing, isn't it? So detoxifying your body of these toxic acids, these uric acids, these lactic acids that toxify your body, build up in your muscles, travel through your blood, erode your bones, and cause osteoporosis. These very acids that do all of that are eliminated by tart cherry and our green juices. That's the type of detoxification assistance I'm talking about. Everybody's talking about heavy metals. Heavy metals, this, lead, mercury. It's a good thing. But did you know that nothing takes heavy metals out of your body better than green foods among all plants, green foods, among all green foods, chlorella, and among all natural substances, zeolite. And guess what? We have amazing green food combinations. We have amazing green food concentrates, like our chlorella. And we have the most amazing, super, like low impact, super high effective zeolite that is not just zeolite. It's zeolite that has been bathed in fulvic acid to coax heavy metals out of your body so they can be trapped by this heavy metal magnet. It's amazing. Guess what else is toxic in your body besides heavy metals? Cholesterol. The bad type. The cholesterol that's been used up, that's dirty and nasty. I'm going to teach you something about cholesterol you probably don't know, is that cholesterol is very good for your body. Cholesterol protects all of your cells. Cholesterol helps create the myelin sheath around your nerve endings. But cholesterol is disposable. Cholesterol gets used up and needs to be eliminated. Think of it this way. If you've ever take chewing gum and you chew it, and at first it's nice and juicy and soft and moist. And then after you chew it for a while, it gets a little drier and a little more gummy, and pretty soon you practically cement your teeth together with it. If you chew it for longer, it becomes so sticky you can't even take it off of your fingers. Well, cholesterol is the same way. Cholesterol absorbs toxins the same way that the gum gives stuff out to your body. Well, cholesterol collects stuff from your body, like a net. And after collecting all the stuff in your body, it's not good anymore. It's like that sponge in the kitchen that was brand new and pretty when you started washing dishes. But after 3 weeks, you're wondering what smells, and you have to throw it out. Well, that's cholesterol. And the way you throw cholesterol out is, believe it or not, through your diet. You see, certain foods attach to that old, nasty cholesterol and guide them out of the body, detoxify your body of the old, nasty cholesterol. And these are foods of what we call beta-glucans. And as you know, our activated barley loaded with beta-glucans, our Love Super Male loaded with beta-glucans. And really, really effective at helping to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. Our green juices. I've had amazing empirical evidence. That means just stories. This isn't medical, double-blind, clinical, anything. I've had so many stories of people saying that their LDL and their triglycerides and their HDL fell into perfect order according to their doctors, and they didn't know why except for the fact that they had started a regimen of green foods. 2 to 3 times a day, day after day regimen of green foods. Helping to detoxify your body of something to assist your body in doing what it cannot do by itself fast enough. So you have to eat the proper foods. Let food be your medicine, said Hippocrates. And I think that we could all agree with that. So I'm going to take another sip of my green drink. I'm going to give you guys 2 seconds to exhale, and then I'm going to come back with some more, I think, pretty compelling information about detoxification and how and what might happen to you. Candida. Talk about candida when I come back and how to detox your body of that, and primarily why you get it. This is David Sandoval, one of the owners. This is Meet the Owner. On Wednesday night. We'll be right back. Love me my green drink. And, you know, a lot of people talk about candida this, candida that. By the way, did you know, as we talk about detoxification, I want to back up a little bit. Enzymes and probiotics. Do you know that you get these allergies, seasonal allergies. We're about to come into allergy season. You better be ready. You better be ready with this combination. See, if you detoxify your blood of the pollen, of the spores, of the bodies that you are allergic to, very quickly, because your body is detoxing them very quickly, and you are not going to suffer from them. And our enzymes and probiotics are amazing when taken in combination. You need to take them daily according to the label. And your seasonal allergies and your food sensitivities are going to be reduced dramatically because you are detoxifying your blood. Detoxifying your blood of allergens. Like, wow, I thought Dave was going to tell me how to poop because tonight's call is about detoxification. No, no, no. We're talking about sophisticated detoxification. We're going to talk about serious stuff. And of course we all know what my daily fiber blend is. We know that's magic. Anyone who's ever taken it, thank you for the stories describing your perfect bowel movement. Probably could have lived without them, but thank you. And I'm happy for you because I get them every day. Calls, email, texts. Daily Fiber Blend will make you daily, regular. Again, amazing. But that's not what we're here to talk about right now, except for this, because the two are connected dramatically. Candida is a terrible tax on your body. It takes away your energy. It hurts your digestion. It stops the absorption of nutrients. It could lead to interruptions in your sex life and much discomfort for women in the Candida albicans syndrome as yeast infections and bladder infections and urinary tract infections follow one another. Like ducks. And here's the culprit is constipation. The culprit is the fact that candida, believe it or not, is needed by your body the same way cholesterol is, except for one thing. Candida is a one environment purpose, and that is in your colon. Candida should never leave your colon. How does candida leave your colon and get into the rest of your body when all pathways are leading down and out? And every time stuff goes down and out, it takes away a portion of that candida. Here's what happens. And then more candida grows back. Here's what happens. When you're constipated, that candida builds up. We are accumulating more than we're eliminating. And we know what happens then. So the candida uses the backed up waste, and it's able to climb past the areas where it usually has access to. On the excess waste that's accumulating in your body, that's backing up 8 or 10 feet when it should be 8 or 10 inches. And I'm serious. And that's how the candida escapes. It travels backwards. It swims upstream like a salmon because the water has stopped. The river's not flowing. So it's very easy for it to swim upstream. By using Daily Fiber Blend and by using our green foods, you are going to begin to reverse that trend to get rid of the candida that had escaped and to stop any more from escaping. Detoxifying your body of candida is important, but understanding how it got there, the constipation, is even more important. Now, I have a commitment to all of you that these calls are going to be 30 minutes, and this has been 31 minutes. So thank you for your patience. And I hope that you appreciate the knowledge that we're sharing tonight. Knowledge is power. And I ask everybody, who shares power in today's world? Nobody likes to share power. people want more power. Power, knowledge is control. So I'm going to unlock the phone, as is my tradition. And if you like what you heard tonight, then let me know and say hello. And so thank you once again for being with us. Truly appreciate the fact that you now have knowledge and wisdom that you will share over your lifetime. If not today, if not tomorrow, if not next week, then someday. And for that, I thank you.
Thank you, David.